And now, a word from our sponsor. It's election season, and it's time to think about the issues affecting our country today. Capitalization is dying in America, and your vote can lift the case and support our first sentence of leadership. Press your shift key today and vote for capitalism. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 126.
Your body can bring ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
I pushed my shift key.
Well, I pushed your shift key. I mean, pushed my shift key. However you say your name.
And
I'm Jenny.
And people out there who want to vote for accessibility, press your shift key 5 times.
1, 2, 3, 4,
don't
five.
Do it.
Oh. All the Windows computer geeks out there will be like, oh, that is hilarious. I haven't heard something so funny like that since 1998. And yeah, it's a very geeky joke. And I think many people out there are going to think, huh?
Yeah, like me.
Yeah. If you've ever played a video game that uses the shift key a lot, then you've probably run into this problem on Windows. But anyway, thank you for joining us for this episode of our comedy podcast. This is where we share funny things, tell funny things, make fun of you. It's a fun place to be, really, and a fun place for you and a bunch of people in our chat room, too. We've got in there Nerdo 12,000, an upgrade from the Nerdo 11,000, and Mary and Ellie Active and August W. Booth. And a couple other people in there, some anonymous. Sorry, I think I just spoke in tongues.
Anonymous.
Would it be anonymous or
anonymous? Anonymous?
I'm not going to even try. I cannot.
You should quit while you're not ahead.
An enemy.
A sea anemone?
Listeners, we would love for you to do three things for us.
Okay, the list will stop at 10, I promise.
Number one, vote for or nominate us in the 8th Annual Podcast Awards. You can go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards to nominate this show in the comedy category. But also, if you go to that site, cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards, then you can find out how you can nominate our other podcasts. So even if you want to nominate something else for comedy, we would love it if you would nominate the Once Podcast for entertainment. That's the one I really want to see in the podcast awards this year.
Well, you don't care about this one.
Well, I do. Oh, it's just so many other podcasts often bump this one out for the comedy category.
Which is ridiculous. We should take them all down.
We should be in the business section.
No.
Travel?
Gonna say no.
Technology?
No.
Education?
Definitely.
Food? Religion, inspiration.
No.
What about food?
We inspire people to pray for us. Oh, yeah, there's a food category. And, you know, we could turn this into a food podcast.
Food.
Cooking with the Ramen Noodle.
We could just sit here and say, food.
It's the foodie podcast.
Munch.
There's, food and drink. Best video podcast. You could vote us that for the audio podcast. There's PodSafe Music, which we use. There's sports, travel, health and fitness. All kinds of things you could nominate us for. But we'd like to be in the comedy category that fits generally the best for us.
Yeah. Or the stupid category. Is there a stupid category?
I shouldn't answer that question with what I first thought.
Wow. Okay.
There,
your mom's a stupid category.
No, you shouldn't answer it. Let's move on. I think I might know what's in your head right now, yes. Which is scary.
So, oh, everything in my head is scary.
He has Oompa Loompas in his head. No, so, they sing really fast.
Oompa, oompa, oompity-doo.
Oh, wow.
They sing much better than you.
Well, now it's time for my lovely voice that introduces this segment.
That wasn't you.
That is me.
That's
me three times.
When you were
going beep 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 beep.
I was trying to cover for you.
Bob Bob.
Yeah. That one was me unprocessed.
Bob Bob.
Just adding a bob boom.
Oh gosh. I didn't you're killing the magic.
Oh.
There was so much of it dripping from that.
So, funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so. Now, I've got a story to share, but I've been doing a lot of talking. So, Jeremy, how about we start with you?
You have been doing a lot of... this isn't get it all out on the table time. This is tell a funny story time.
Yes.
The other night, when I was driving home from here, actually, because it was after... watching Once Upon a Time and doing the initial reactions of Once Podcast.
Oncepodcast.com. Nominated for an entertainment award at podcastawards.com.
Thank you. I love setting you up for the plugs. A black cat crossed my path.
Wow. Oh, this is going to be good. I can tell.
I don't have any screaming sound effects, so...
Yeah.
There, see? That generates the scream sound effect. It's all about chain reactions.
Here's the thing about this black cat.
I want that removed!
You want the black cat removed? Just kidding. The object of your hatred is actually pink. I know. But this black cat... was actually a kitten.
Wait, did it have two white stripes down its back?
No. Okay. Well, not that I noticed. But anyway, it was crossing the road. It was night, and I honked just to watch it jump. And it did. It was kind of cute and hilarious, and I laughed all by myself. I'm easily entertained. And I just thought, you know, black cats have to worry about me crossing their paths. You got to show them who's boss. You got to show them now who's going to have the bad luck. That's what you have to do. But then I tried to tweet about it using Siri because I was driving. So I can't be typing on my phone. So I just started talking to Siri. She hates me. She would not understand the word jump. I don't know how many different times I said it, how many different ways. I started just saying the word jump. And I got, I don't know what you mean by Joel. And I got all kinds of different things. And later on, after I tweeted about that, she was fine. She was like, sure, I know what you're talking about. So it's really just, oh no, maybe I really did get bad luck from the cat.
Now, every time you want to say a word in your Siri girlfriend, she is going to misinterpret what you say.
Perhaps you should talk.
Let's just think about that. That could be life preparation.
Here's the thing. It was a kitten, not a full-blown cat, and I don't think it was completely black. So that means instead of... Wait a minute. How long is the bad luck supposed to last from a black cat?
I don't know. A mirror Forever. Is 7 no. years. Walking under your ladder is what, 10 years? Breaking someone's window is maybe like 2 years in community service. I don't know what a black cat is. Maybe it's just like a day, a week.
I'm going to say that from a stupid little cat that wasn't even entirely black and was a kitten, I probably only got about 10 minutes of bad luck. And it was restricted to my phone.
I think the way that you're supposed to do it is like you take a kitten. If you cross the path of or black cat crosses your path, you find a white kitten and you take a pinch of the white kitten and you throw it over your shoulder and that fixes it.
I do that anyway.
Or
into a salt truck behind you. Oh, that's dear. What you need
or
to do.
Or you could just kick the cat and make it run the other way before then, it crosses your path.
And then you have a great day, because who doesn't enjoy kicking a cat every now and then? Well, it's just like makes your day.
Or honking at one.
I like cats. I'm allergic.
Do you like every kind of cat?
I do.
Do you just I'd actually love to have
you one can. Of the
hairless cats. What? I think that would be awesome.
That's that suggested an overgrown. A rat instead.
Yeah, I was going to say it's an overgrown rat.
Well, I'm allergic to cats. I wonder that if I'd meows. Be allergic to a hairless one.
Meows. Let's mispronounce meows. I'm going to mispronounce a lot of things tonight just
oh,
for
it's
fun.
One of those nights again.
It is.
Jenny, what is your random noodle update?
I write myself notes a lot because I forget stuff. So I write them
out. Oh, I was thinking.
And also like, makes you less
Jenny,
lonely.
You are so pretty today. Signed, Jenny.
Oh, gosh.
I used to write notes like that for myself, but.
What?
Then I started thinking I wasn't being truthful.
And okay. Then you started wondering who the creeper was.
Well, anyway, I had written this note on my bathroom mirror, and the next day I woke up and I looked at my mirror and I was like, what does that mean? Because it was just Tuesday. What are you looking at me that for?
I'm just wondering where this is going.
Because I wrote a note that said Tuesday, and it had a smiley face under it. And I don't remember what I meant by that note.
Maybe it was go to Walmart on Tuesday.
Yes, but why would I have a smiley face under Tuesday? Like, what was happening Walmart? On Tuesday?
Are you sure you wrote the note?
I'm pretty sure. Daniel, did you write me a note about Tuesday being some smiley day?
Maybe it was a mystery graffitiist.
What if the smiley was actually a menacing thing? Like Tuesday,
yeah.
It all ends.
With a smiley face?
And I just got the Walmart thing. I was like, well, that's random.
I don't really know what was happening on Tuesday, but I didn't think anything happened that deserved a smiley face.
Tuesdays are some of the worst things in life happen on Tuesdays.
I went to the Apple store on Tuesday.
Well, yeah, that's not one of the worst things in life. That's actually one of the great things in life.
Why would I smile about that?
I was leaving the house.
Maybe he was so excited he just wrote on you.
You had a party while I was gone?
Wow.
Well.
Just her and Lucy. Girls' day!
I still don't know what that note means.
Hmm. Wow.
That's the end of my story.
That's Tuesday. Creepy. Maybe you met someone named Tuesday and you wanted to remember his or her name.
I just don't
and
know.
How they smiled, too.
Which yeah. was very much like yeah. a stick figure.
So they drew her, she drew the likeness of the person's smile. They look just like this.
I probably wrote it just before I went to bed.
I wonder
one night.
If you got up in your sleep and wrote the note.
Was no. it a month? Wait, did you discover it on Tuesday morning?
I discovered it. I don't know when I discovered it. I'm missing parts of my life.
Oh, gosh. You might be under occasional mind control by
I got to take the Tuesday smiley face off of my mirror. It's possessing my brain.
Oh, wait. It's on the mirror?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was on your wrist.
Oh, I put it on my wrist so I would remember it to tell it tonight.
Oh, gosh. And next week, your story is going to be, I woke up. And there was the word Tuesday and a smiley face written on my wrist, and I don't know why it's there. Yeah. And we're going to be like,
That'd be hilarious.
I've got to read this because this is very relevant to this. We got a voicemail in once from a guy named Austin that sent an audio message, and the email said, new favorite podcast. And it has this audio message attached. And in the audio message, he said that he wants to donate to the Ramen Noodle. And so I replied back and I said, thank you. I said, thanks for the feedback. We really appreciate the promise of a donation, because he said, I'm going to donate to you guys soon. And about a week later, I get a reply from him saying, until receiving this email, I had no recollection of recording anything or sending it to you. I've listened to what I recorded. It's accurate. I'll try and get on the donation as soon as I get some time. I'm a known sleepwalker, and I've done some really strange things while asleep. I'm going to assume this is why I don't remember making the recording.
Oh, gosh.
If you find it hard to believe that, here's something I did while sleepwalking. I suppose there wasn't much walking involved, but that's really the best word for it. I wake up one morning, and my pillow is damp. Was it a bit yellow, too?
No!
Never sleep on yellow sheets.
Shush! Moving on. No more colors.
I'm not one to drool much. And
oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Oops. Could you hand me a tissue? I just drooled myself, actually.
And it wasn't just my pillow that was wet. I had no idea what had happened to make my hair wet.
Okay.
I continue my morning routine and am getting ready to take a shower when I notice that my towel is also wet and there's water in the shower. Then there was a dead body. And I went, ah! No. I added that part. Indicating that it had been used. The shower, that is, not the dead body. The dead body was in unused condition. I went ahead and took my shower, but when I asked my parents if either of them had showered before I was up, the answer was no. Given my history of sleepwalking, I'm left with one rather odd conclusion. I figure if I can shower asleep, I can probably also send emails asleep.
Wow, that's scary. He needs to, like, handcuff himself to his bed or something.
And that might not be a good idea.
Or maybe he should, like, wear bells at night, wake himself up.
To scare away all of the bears.
If he can be coherent enough to send us a recording in his sleep, I don't think there's any hope.
Do you have that recording?
Yeah,
I would love to hear it.
I want to hear if he's drooling.
He didn't want to hear if he's drooling.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, I was drooling there.
And you hear the shower running in the background. And this dead body flopping somewhere.
Dead body is all in your mind and in Studio C. I mean, what?
Yeah, I do have his recording
play
here.
Yet,
now,
play
if,
yet.
If I remember correctly, he didn't actually tell a story. This is more of just kind of a feedback that he gave for the podcast. But here it is from Some Pyro.
Hello, this is Some Pyro, the king of pyros, a proud Catholic with a large ego. I'm coming to you.
Proud Catholic, there. That's an idea that he's probably sleepwalking.
With a large ego.
He sounds really coherent.
Exercise my ego because it so very rarely gets to strut about. And publicizing it on such an illustrious podcast.
I just wonder what kind of dreams this guy has.
I think he goes and makes his own dreams.
He's really funny when he's asleep.
Noodle would be a really good way to give it a really nice workout and keep it in proper shape.
That was the drool.
Wow.
For your approval and sharing with the rest of the Ramen Noodles audience, this is a wonderful podcast, as I'm sure anyone who listens to it knows. It is maybe
that was the dead body, supposedly.
Right now, due to various things in my life, laughing has become very important form of stress.
Wow, relief. This guy's like, listen to the sound of my voice. And he could be like one of those like soothing speech, like
late night classical radio. Yeah.
Like, hello, listen to the sound of my voice as you drift off to sleep. Your eyes are getting heavy.
Also, Jenny, I'm glad that you're here to translate for your husband.
Aren't you glad?
It's greatly helped with that. So, you will be receiving a either monetary or confectionery donation from me at some point in the future.
Is he going to bake something for
us? I hope you guys look forward to it. This is Some Pyro, the king of pyros, signing off.
The King of Pyros.
Stop with the fake slurping of drool.
That's kind of awesome. I love like the...
That was great.
I love the part where he's like, I like to exercise my ego and let it strut about.
Catholic ego,
give it
that
a
is.
Good workout. So funny. Call more often when you're sleeping. That was great.
Maybe if he falls asleep listening to us, he'll think to call us when he is still asleep.
Do you listen to us when you're asleep?
Well, you know, the new podcast app for iOS devices has this little feature on it that you can fall asleep listening to podcasts.
If he does normally fall asleep listening to us, he probably didn't like the episode where I screamed.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a little rabbit trail.
Wow.
We weren't doing feedback yet, but that just kind of happened.
That was a magical rabbit trail.
Magically applied, aren't you? Magically applied.
What has just happened? Moving on.
So my random noodle update now is happened in church the other day. Jenny and I are walking into church, and she's holding my hand, and I'm holding her hand, too. And we walk in, and there are these two ladies
that
Jenny...
That's kind of how it works.
There are these two ladies that Jenny has gotten to know. They're standing near the door, and when we walk in, they recognize Jenny. And one of them says, "Oh, Jenny, is that your husband?" And the other one says, "Do you have more of those?"
I can explain.
I can explain.
Or would you rather explain? It's your story. Okay. We have an abundance of wristbands.
Of husbands.
Oh, dear.
So I've been giving them out to people, and this woman wanted some more of those. So that's what it meant.
Yeah.
Is this your husband? Do you have more of those? But that is odd to hear.
Wow.
Yes, but I don't talk about those. Just kidding. I don't.
In the basement.
In Studio C.
They flop around in the shower every now and then.
What is it with you flopping?
I don't know. I can't really translate that one.
They write weird things on the mirrors every now and then. Some cryptic language.
Like Tuesday smiley face.
That's definitely a cryptic language. I think you were just on a Monday night trying to help yourself remember what day it was the next day because you doubted yourself.
I don't know why I wrote Tuesday smiley face.
I thought you called me smelly face for just a nanosecond.
Well, now let's actually get into a funny story from our listeners.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
I'm glad that you added the from our listeners part. Because then you would be saying, let's actually get to a funny story now. Meaning that none of our stories have been funny tonight.
Listeners, we would love to hear your fun. No, they have been fun. Listeners, we would love to hear your funny stories. You can always send us funny stories, funny jokes, funny things you see on the internet. Internet.
The internet.
Emphasis on the funny part. Please send us funny stuff. You can email that, recorded or written, to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com.
On the internet.
Or you can also call 903-231-2221 and leave a voicemail there.
I love voicemails. I love them.
Or go to
every kind of voicemail.
Or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab and record a message right from your computer.
Preferably while sleeping.
Yes.
That will be the challenge of whether...
I'm gonna try that someday.
And people... No fake. Oh, I must have been sleeping. You can't copy this, okay? Just, you know, do or do not do. There is no fake.
There was one message I got one time. I think, it was for this podcast, where the guy called in and he sounded like he was drunk.
Yes, and the stuff
he was saying, I remember that.
And the kind of mood, and like you didn't even hear the whole
and
thing.
And the other guy,
yeah, what was that?
Hi, that one. Yeah, and then someone else recently called in, just going.
Oh, dear.
And that was there. It was something like that. Yeah. Well, these. But then that same guy that like the one time sounded like he was drunk called in later, perfectly coherent, and was expressing such gratefulness for my podcast about podcasting, theaudacitytopodcast.com, and all of this. So I thought, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, so here is a story we received from Ellie.
Call me, maybe.
Hi, this is actual British fan Ellie, or sometimes Ellie active in the chat room. I have been listening to the podcast for a couple weeks from the beginning, by the way. It's very funny. And I thought of a story that I thought you would enjoy. So when I was in year 8, which I don't know what that is for America, but I was like,
it's called 8 years old in America.
Be quiet.
I mean, they talk
really. Is she talking
about
8th grade?
They talk really weird over there in UK. They say, when I was in year 8, it's like, why can't you just say I'm 8 years old?
Daniel, stop.
Okay. Stop. Yeah.
We like how you talk, Ellie. Don't listen to Daniel.
Yeah, probably.
And we know what you mean, too.
6th, 3rd, 7th.
He's sleep talking right now.
Stop. I give up.
Okay. Anyway, Ellie's message continues.
Yes.
12, 13, so whatever year that is. I don't eat breakfast in the morning, but this one day I decided to eat breakfast and I had a yogurt.
Rebel.
And, me and breakfast don't go down very well, so I started feeling a little bit sick. And I went to my first lesson, which was maths, and I hate maths, so that wasn't too great either. And I just kind of, well, I fell asleep, which isn't great. And then everyone just kind of looked at me like, what are you doing asleep? And then I just started feeling really, really sick. And then the class finished, and I just sat in front of my teacher, and he was like, are you okay? Because I was pale by this point. And then I was just like, I feel really sick. And he was just like, try not to be sick. Try not to be sick. And he like had a bin ready and everything. And then I threw up all over his shoes. Yeah, that happened. So yeah, I thought you'd appreciate that story. Thanks for the awesome podcast. Bye.
That's, you know, sad. Breakfast is kind of awesome.
You know, I've heard of ladies cleaning their teachers' feet with their tears.
What?
But
what?
What kind or of alabaster teachers and
box? Okay, you've heard one story of
if you had.
Oh goodness,
it's a Bible story.
Yeah, they don't translate well to general.
No,
especially when it's not comedy.
Well, this ties in really well with a word that Jenny and I looked up in French recently, because Ellie was saying that she spoke French all over her teacher or her teacher's shoes. Anyway. So we decided to look up a very interesting thing.
So
I've always joked about how to speak French, you have to sound like you're vomiting, and you get the accent really
See,
well.
I don't know why he says
Parlez-vous France.
Think that French is French. So pretty, and even poop sounds pretty in French. But I digress.
A little bit.
Okay, yeah. Daniel, share the word.
Daniel, you're actually adding that throw up sound.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well, so we looked up the word vomit in French.
Oh, wow.
Just to see what it would sound like. And it's V-O-M-I-R, which Google pronounces this way.
Vomir.
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 Oh, stop.
Vomir. Not like Gaston or one of his evil minions with him or something.
I would learn French if I weren't so lazy.
Vomir.
I'm not sorry. It sounds pretty.
Vomir.
Okay.
Stop it.
Let's find some cleaner words. Like, it's pleasant. Like, hello. Or
I will destroy all your
typing?
Happiness.
Nettoyer.
Nettoyer.
What's that?
Toilet.
No, that's actually clean.
Oh,
I looked up a clean word.
Oh, how about that?
So I looked up the word clean. Yeah.
Good job.
Jeepers.
Bravo.
So thanks for sending that in, Ellie. Funny story.
Brava.
I hope your teacher's shoes were the dress shoes where it's real easy to wipe off.
Like the shiny ones?
Yeah. Tennis shoes, stuff just collects and soaks in.
Let's move on.
Oh, now she wants to move on.
I don't want to think about that. I really don't.
Okay. Here's a message in from Dream Drop Distance. Says, hi!
Jeepers again.
Try to say that with as many eyes. Guys, it's Dream Drop Distance, the girl who is awesomely strange.
Thanks, DDD.
So I hear that you guys like British accents. Well, I have a story regarding those. British listeners, feel free to frown upon this email.
Oh, I've got a story to add after this.
Okay. I knew you would. I was at a football game with my best friend.
Oh, please stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Both of us trying very hard not to concentrate on the game when all of a sudden, apparently Dream Drop Distance is a rich British person, my cousins and a couple of their friends decided it's the perfect time to come and talk to me.
What is happening right now?
I don't know. It's kind of disturbing.
Now, my friend and I have been talking about British accents.
Accents?
And my clever friend.
My clever friend.
Decided it would be fun to talk to them in a British accent.
Accent, there we go again.
One of our British listeners in the chat room just said you sound like someone with a stroke.
Actually, that was just Minecrafters 3. They're not really British.
Even more clever children asked my clever friend if her accent was real. We exchanged looks. She nodded. I'm from London originally, she said convincingly.
I can't even follow the story. I'm so distracted right now.
That was it. The kids were convinced that she was from England and proceeded to bring some more friends over to hear my friend's weird voice. That was a little teenage girl accent there. She patiently talked with a British accent for the rest of the night. And to this day, my cousins and their friends are convinced that she comes from England. Thought I would share that with you, and as I thought, it was pretty neat on our part.
Wow.
Your creeperish, faithful listener,
oh.
Dream Drop Distance.
Creepy.
Did you add the creeperish?
No, she says that right here.
Okay.
It's right here.
It's right here. Look at the digital print that I could alter.
Right above the part that says, I am a female.
Wow, that's a bunch of eyes.
Yeah. So here, here's the part I skipped over. Just before that, I switched accents. It says, challenge! Do not read this part unless you are actually going to do it. I challenge you to read the following email.
Don't read it until you're actually going to do it.
In a British accent, without telling anyone why you are. Don't stop until you're done. I will know if you don't.
It's like...
Okay, go. That sounds creepy.
What's that game?
Wow.
I will know it.
Quelf?
Yeah. A crazy random game that's like tons of fun.
Yep. Yeah, it sounds like a card. And ooh, that should be a card. You may not talk unless you use a British accent.
It says, okay, you can stop that terrible accent now. I think I've tortured you enough.
Nice. Yeah. Thanks again.
From your creeperish, faithful listener, DDD.
Realize what she did, right? She used two or three different things to manipulate you into, say, doing all the sort of obnoxious things like the extra letters and the all caps and the accents.
You're right.
She pushed all your buttons, and you've got a lot of them because you're wearing a shirt with a keyboard on it right now.
It's got a Windows button on it.
Yeah, ooh.
It does.
Yeah.
Dan would be happy.
our
My story.
Friend.
My story.
Oh, yeah. Tell us your story.
I was like, what was that?
Actually, wait, there is one little postscript here to DDD's email. It says, I am a female. I don't know if this is actually part of her email or if this is her signature. This would be an odd signature. But it says, I am a female. Fe equals iron. Male equals man. Therefore, I am Iron Man.
Wow.
Wow.
Who is, in fact, a male?
I'm going to sign everything saying I'm female.
I don't know. This could be part of her signature.
I want to be Iron Man. I'm going to sign everything that way, too.
No, I'm not going to tell everybody I'm Iron Man. I'm just going to say, from Jenny. P.S. I am female.
P.S. I am the Iron Man.
Whatever.
Anyway, Jenny, tell us your add-on to that story.
Your story!
My story! Okay, I was going on a little road trip this morning, and there was a extremely slow driver in front of me, and it looked like a little boy. I mean, I say little boy, but he was just a teenager, I guess.
It looked like a little boy. Jenny is
little boy blue.
Quite elderly.
I'm a little elderly. I can't do the accent that you did in a previous episode.
Side note, you know you're getting old when you can no longer pick an age to demonstrate this is how old I think this person is.
Well, anyway, I was in the car driving behind this really slow driving person, young person. So instead of like yelling, I started talking in a British accent. I was like, "Oi, you're such a slow driver." And I was just like, you know, talking to him in a British accent. We're like, "Did you know that the speed limit is 45 through here? And you're going 35.
Nobody knows
the trouble I've seen.
So
I should start yelling at people in British accents.
Whenever people are kind of... they're not driving the way I think they should, I talk to them sometimes in British accent. True story.
Always better to make the Brits the bad guys. I say that just for the benefit of our British listeners.
It's actually, everything sounds better when you have a British accent, even if you're being really mean.
Well, this way Minecrafters 3 can call in and pretend to be offended because they pretend to be British. That was deep. Sorry.
That was...
deeply philosophical.
No. That was just no.
No? Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of deeply philosophical, we have a bunch of philosophical minions with us in the chat room tonight when we do this show live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Right now, since it's daylight saving time, that's GMT-4. Over at noodle.mx/live. We do this at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. At noodle.mx/live, we've got Ellie Active in there. That just saying that sounds like Ellie Active Free. Something you'd shout at the end of a game. And that's our actually British person. And Mary is in there. August W. Booth.
She's Minecrafters actually
American. 3, Dachshund, and Becky in there. And a few others. Nerdo 12,000 people I mentioned earlier. And so thank you very much, everyone, for joining us live. We'd love for you to join us live, too, during these live chat rooms and live podcasts. And it's a lot of fun. And also, we would love to give you the opportunity to be made fun of in our podcast by leaving a 5-star rating and written review for us in iTunes. Go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes, and you can leave a written rating and review there. By the way, I realized I only gave one announcement at the beginning. I said I had 3.
Oh, what a shame.
So the first one was...
the show's over now.
Nominate us in the podcast awards, and if we make it in the nominations, vote for us or vote for all of our other podcasts.
But it's an honor just to be nominated.
Yes. And it gets lots of people to the show, too, just being on that page. And we would also love for you to nominate us in the Stitcher podcast awards and leave us ratings and reviews in iTunes. Those were the 3 things I wanted to ask people to do. So you can get those links for all of that and more over at cleancomedypodcast.com. And show notes for this episode with this these emails in their full written form will be at cleancomedypodcast.com/126. Please send us your funny stuff, funny stories, funny things that you see on the internet or in real life, and anything like that. Bacon samples, donations, anything like that.
Bacon pancakes.
Yeah. Mail it to us at P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. Or you can email stuff to us, if you can fit bacon through email, by sending written or audio feedback to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. Or you can call 903-231-2221 and leave a voicemail there on our system. And you can call any time of day or night. Don't have to worry about waking us up if you're already awake or sleep talking and sleep calling or anything like that. Just don't get our number confused with your boss's number at 2 a.m. in the morning. And you can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Send a Voice Message tab over on the right side and record a message right from your computer. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Fleagon.
I messed you up.
Yeah, a little bit. It's spelled P-H-L-A-G-O-N. Find me however you use Twitter. It's a command.
Wherever fine tweets are sold.
Yes.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks the mug to see an amateur like you.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. You can theorize about Once Upon a Time. You can learn how to be productive from Beyond the To-Do List. You can learn about podcasting from The Audacity to Podcast and get a Christian worldview from Christian Meets World, all at noodle.mx. And please nominate us in the podcast awards by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards and nominate all of our Noodle Mix Network shows for the awards. And that would be awesome, because we'd love to be the champions. I think I just did this podcast in my sleep.